The Milwaukee Alliance Against Racist and Political Repression originally organized the rally after Devontae Mitchell died last month, as he was held face down by four security guards outside of the downtown Hyatt. The Alliance worked with Mitchell's family to coordinate the rally. Then, after Samuel Sharp Jr. was shot and killed by five Ohio police officers, the Alliance reached out to Sharp's family to include them in the event. The Ohio officers were in town to assist Milwaukee police during the RNC. Police say they opened fire after he refused to put down two knives, then lunged at an unarmed man. At Red Arrow Park late Thursday afternoon, organizers yelled in megaphones to lead protest chants. Hundreds of people chanted back in response. They held up cardboard signs condemning the Milwaukee Police Department and pictures of Samuel Sharp Jr. and Devontae Mitchell. Aurelia Ceja is co-chair of the Milwaukee Alliance. Ceja says the goal of the rally is to support both families.
We are hoping to unite a lot of these families together in this fight for transparency and justice in our city.
Speakers from Mitchell's and Sharp's families spoke at the rally. They asked Milwaukee residents for support in large numbers as they demand accountability from local elected officials. They also shared that they feel that the narratives about the men have been one-sided. The day after Sharp's death, Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson said the officers that killed him saved an unarmed man from being killed or seriously hurt. But Katrina Games, Sharp's aunt, says in her opinion, the police camera video doesn't show a man lunging to attack someone. She says it shows a man who didn't have his balance. Games says he suffered from multiple sclerosis, which can affect your brain, spinal cord, and balance.
He was real unsteady with his balance. The guy that he was after with the knives was actually taunting him because he knew that he couldn't catch him. So it was funny to him, but it wasn't funny to us.
Sharp's sister, Angelique Sharp, adds that the brother she knew was different from the one that's being portrayed across media.
Y'all not gonna make him out to be a knife-wielding criminal because that's not who he was.
That's right.
The streets know him. The police don't. Y'all don't get to tell this story and tell the narrative. We're gonna tell it. That narrative stops today.
That's right.
It stops today. Sam was not that guy.
Meanwhile, the family of Devontae Mitchell spoke about how the public isn't getting the full picture of the altercation that led to Devontae's death. His cousin, Samantha Mitchell, says the altercation between Devontae and security started inside Milwaukee's Hyatt Regency Hotel when more security guards than shown in video footage attacked her cousin. After the rally, the victim's family members and community supporters marched from Red Arrow Park to the Hyatt Regency, where Mitchell was killed. There, hundreds of police, including from other cities and states, were waiting. That didn't deter the marchers.
What do we want?
Justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
Right now!
The group stopped in front of the hotel for a few minutes before heading back to Red Arrow Park. There, the organizers and the families of Sharp and Mitchell had one final message for local politicians and police. Angelique Sharp spoke.
You know, I want the chief, the mayor, these other people, I want them to think about when their kids grow up and they get into a situation, how would they want the police in their city to handle that situation? There's no way you're gonna stand there and say what you said and you thought that was justified when it come down to your own kids. You're not gonna say that.
The Milwaukee County District Attorney is deciding whether to charge the security guards who killed Mitchell. The guards have been fired. An investigation into Sharp's death is underway. In addition, the American Civil Liberties Union of Wisconsin has filed a series of open records requests. Among other things, the ACLU is seeking information about training materials for the out-of-state officers who are here for the RNC, how the officers will be investigated, and the identities of the officers who killed Sharp. I'm Eric Von Fellow Nadia Kelly, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.